With customary partisan acrimony, members of Congress are trying to wrap up business and head out of town. But before they do, President Bush has charged lawmakers to pass two of his top legislative priorities, the Medicare bill and the energy bill. This weekend, the House barely passed the Medicare overhaul, but both bills still face stiff resistance in the Senate. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that lawmakers have differing views on what the delays could mean in next year's political campaign.
At the beginning of the week, Republican House Majority Leader Tom DeLay made a speech he hoped would build the momentum to carry the House through passage of the Medicare and energy bills and into adjournment for the year.
The House is poised to meet the top two domestic challenges currently facing the American people. This week is why we were elected, to keep our promise and fulfill America's.
But this week didn't quite work out the way Republican leaders had planned it. The House passed the energy bill, but it was almost immediately roadblocked in the Senate. And the Medicare bill came within an inch of its life in the House, and there's talk of blocking it in the Senate as well. Republican leaders still say they'll get both bills done, and they'll pass a final spending bill to fund many federal agencies currently operating on last year's budget. But all of this clogged legislation means lawmakers will not be wrapping up for this year anytime soon. And Republicans blame Democrats for the backup. Now, flash back roughly a year. The House had passed most of its final legislation, but several important bills were blocked in the Senate. Republicans blamed Democrats for the backup. A big difference, though? Democrats were in control of the Senate. Here's then-Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott in October 2002, lamenting the clogged calendar and the budgetary problems.
We right now are just not producing. And I remind you that when the Democrats took over the Senate in May of 2000, the budget surplus was $236 billion. Now it's $157 billion minimum in the red.
November a year ago, Senate Republicans and President Bush campaigned in close districts, promising that if Republicans controlled the Senate, business would be much smoother. Flash forward to the present, and the snags of this past week are causing some to wonder whether it matters which party controls the Senate. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa says Republicans should not forget the power of the minority.
A year ago, they used their minority status to stop things, and now they have a slight majority, and now they're saying that what they did a year ago shouldn't be done to them.
Harkin says he thinks the pendulum will eventually swing back toward Democratic control. But until then, he says, as long as neither party has a dominant majority in the Senate, business will be slow. Many Senate Republicans, on the other hand, contend that this year will turn out better, like Iowa Republican Charles Grassley.
If we get Medicare and energy passed, plus the tax bills that we've already passed, plus some trade legislation that we got through, I think that I accomplished much more than I anticipated accomplishing.
The next couple of days will reveal whether Grassley will be totally satisfied with the year's work. The Senate is set to vote on the Medicare bill tomorrow and perhaps try again on the energy package as well. House members return to Washington in early December for what leaders hope will be the final week of business. And regardless of the outcome, the events of this past week, the triumphs and the stumbles, are sure to figure for both parties in next year's political campaigns. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.